And now this is a dictation for Edward E.D.W.A.R.D. Weber, W.E.B.E.R., April 1143, addressed as a letter to John J.O.N. Daniels, D.A.N.I.E.L.S., 828-6853. Dear John J.O.N., follow up for Mr. Weber with chronic kidney disease. Last visit was November. Comes accompanied with his daughter. Recent admission to the hospital, May 18 to May 19. Found to have obstruction requiring a stent placement. There is a stone that needs to be removed. Antibiotics were given, complaining of folic catheter removed yesterday before discharge home. Daughter is supposed to do catheterization once a day, has not been done yet. He does have some frequency urges in nocturia and incontinence, but present no bleeding, denies fever, appetite poor, denies vomiting, has chronic diarrhea, Crohn's, no blood melena, denies abdominal or back pain, denies chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea. I review discharge planners and medications. Was given antibiotic Vantin, VSIN Victor, ANTIN, also on Ditropan, already taking Uroxatral, on Coric, Entresto, medications for dementia, on potassium replacement Demadex. Next paragraph, on physical exam, looks chronically ill, baseline dementia, baseline respiratory status, coarse RALS diffuse, aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension or tenderness, no back tenderness, no peritoneal signs, stable edema. Generalized weakness, I don't see gross tremors. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries that I have is May 17. Creatinine at that time was 1.4, and that probably is baseline the last couple of years for a GFR of 50, stage 3. Electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, and anemia 12.3. In the hospital, troponins were negative. There was trace of blood and protein in the urine, no bacteria or white blood cells. He did have a CT scan with IV contrast. That's May 18. Does have atelectasis, left lower lobe, coronary artery calcifications, enlargement of the heart, prior gallbladder removal, the left kidney is atrophic, with a stone of 15 millimeters, no obstruction. The right kidney severe hydronephrosis with a 7 millimeter stone at the level of ureter and pelvis. Diffuse aortoiliac disease. Mild left side renal artery stenosis. Enlargement of the prostate. No bladder stones, T12 compression fracture. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Right-sided hydronephrosis, status post-stent, secondary to a stone that at some point needs to be removed. Next number, IV contrast exposure. Next number, CKD stage 3, monitor chemistries. Next number, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation. Next number, dementia. Next number, enlargement of the prostate, urinary retention, catheterization. Next number, remote history of carcinoid tumor of the appendix. Next number, T12 compression fracture. Next number, Crohn's disease, chronic diarrhea. Next number, congestive heart failure, systolic, diastolic. Next paragraph, all issues review in detail with the patient and her daughter. We will monitor chemistries over time. No indication for dialysis. Plan to see him back on the next 4 or 5 months or early as needed.